Beyond Blue, and the Hunter Institute of Mental Health have created new resources for people after they have attempted suicide. These booklets feature real-life experiences from people who have been through the experience before or supported loved ones in their recovery. The booklets are targeted at people who have attempted suicide, people supporting someone after a suicide attempt, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We caught up with Beyond Blue CEO Georgie Harmon to find out more.
We think that these resources are really plugging a gap that we've known has existed for a long time, and that people who have lived through suicide, have been bereaved by suicide, have been saying for a while. People are discharged from hospital or, are sent back into the community with their physical symptoms sort of dealt with, but sent right back into exactly the same circumstances that perhaps contributed to them just getting to the point where they felt that the only option was to take their life. So these are very practical resources that firstly talk about the issues in very, very clear and bold and bald terms. So there's no sort of pussyfooting around the issues. And what the booklets do in each of their ways is to really give practical advice and information about how people might be feeling, the signs and symptoms of emerging risk, what to do if they think that they're in crisis, but more importantly, how to start the journey of recovery. So what makes these booklets different from other resources is that every page contains the voices of people who've actually been in that situation before, whether they're an individual who's attempted or a family member. So they offer great hope as well.
These new booklets can be ordered online or downloaded at beyondblue.org.au/thewayback. For more information, you can call the Beyond Blue support line 24 hours a day on 1300 224636.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.